Start off with James chapter 5 and verse 7. James. James 5, 7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. Father, we've said it so often and so often that your coming is near. It is drawing nearer. One day we won't be talking about it anymore. That day, the nearness of its coming, because you will have come. And that day could be today. Lord, I pray that our hearts would be looking and longing for that and living for that, dear God, and that you'd work in our hearts for that. Lord, I thank you that for the blessings in your house today, as has been mentioned already, for the words and prayers and songs of praise and offerings that have been given for your praise and for your glory. And we thank you that our needs are before the one who knows us best and loves us most. And I thank you and I praise you for that, dear God. And I ask, Lord, for the filling of your spirit tonight to minister to your dear people. And I thank you for each one here tonight. Pray for my wife in the nursery. Feel her and use her. And bless her, God, there. And I thank you again for your blessings upon us, for all that you have delivered us from. We all can recount the great help that you've been in our lives. We know that you are now, and we look forward yet to what you will do. And so, Father, help us tonight. Bless us in our missions emphasis in this last couple weeks, also that we may please you and just simply do what you would call us to do here in 2017, here in Corvallis, as we continue to spread the gospel here and abroad through our missionaries. So, Father, help us and help us draw closer to you. Speak to our hearts afresh and anew. And, Lord, we do pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to take time just to read a couple of missionary letters tonight. And fitting for our missions conference, and we'll get caught up on a couple of our missionaries and be encouraged as we think about them and how to pray for them, and glad that we can keep in touch with our missionaries this way. So the first letter I have is from Brother Bernard, in our missionary in Curacao. I mentioned him this morning, and he's still ministering down there and faithful all these years, and a single man, and what a blessing. So we're thankful for that. And so we want to pray, be in prayer for him. Brother Bernard in Curacao, he writes, Dear fellow believers, things are moving at a snail's pace. A statement that I hear quite often when someone seems to be taking a very long time to get something done. It has been about a year since I was informed about a property that could be turned over to my ministry and has not come through as yet. And, of course, we know what he's talking about in some of the letters that he has shared. He said, I have even wondered if plans had been canceled, but was recently told that it is still on the table. I'm now told that the final decision will probably not be taken until October. The main reason for the delay is that the group that is currently using the building has not closed their doors as yet, and they are still in discussion as to what to do. In the meantime, I was informed to just be a little more patient and wait until October. The building will need some renovation and repairs. The roof, for example, is in definite need of repairs because of a design flaw that allowed rain to get in one end of the building. Whoever had designed that end of the roof because of an addition failed to take into consideration the wind and the rain direction, is what I'm told. He continues, in spite of that, the Wednesday morning Bible study continues to have new visitors. Amen. He says, about a month ago, our one new visitor that began to attend the Bible study is the former Minister of Education, Irene Dick. That's a blessing. She was the first cabinet minister to be honored with a copy of the Word of God, the Bible. You might remember that in a previous letter. He says the year was 2015, and Frederickston Baptist Church, St. Croix, was the church that had graciously provided the Bible for her. Since she began to attend, she has attended all the sessions so far. So praise the Lord. He said, 2 weeks ago, one gentleman became a new believer in Christ. He was reached by a co-worker who attended the Wednesday night prayer and Bible study. It was a period of 4 years in talking with this gentleman before he finally believed the gospel. I'm now with two others in a similar situation. They keep coming back with all types of questions, but it has been a few years witnessing to them without any response. One of them told me he wants to start from the very beginning again so he can make sure that he understands salvation. He says, pray for each of them, including Mrs. Irene Dick, for their salvation. It is a good start to see her attending every week. She did tell me that she receives the notes and that are taken for the purpose of revision. Pray for the decision that will need to be made next month, as this will determine if this building will be transferred or not. I was hoping that I would have known something more certain by now, but that is not the case at the moment. All right, so it's good to hear from Brother Bernard. Glad to hear the visitors still coming. And Miss Irene Dick also coming, the Minister of Education there. So praise the Lord for that. All right, let's take a moment. We'll pray for Brother Bernard and for his ministry. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your blessings and goodness. And Lord, we do pray that you continue to work in this situation, dear God. We pray that this be your will. You'd provide this building for him, and they'd be able to use that for your glory. And continue to work in Miss Irene Dick's life and the others that are visiting. Father, we pray for these that have been under the sound of the gospel so long and yet need to be saved. God, would you work in their hearts and convict them? This ministry of education as well, would you work in her heart and convict her and bring these, Father, to faith in you? Continue to give Brother Bernard strength and grace as he ministers there for you. And help him, dear God, in that we pray. We thank you for his faithfulness there. Pray also that he be managing the back pains and struggles that he has there, that you would just continue to give him grace and strength in there as well. Father, help us to be careful to thank you and praise you. We do want to also put before you, we know that he's been single and remains single. And Father, if you have a wife for him in your will, that you would provide that and guide that and provide for him in what he needs to glorify your name there. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. And then we'll turn the recording from the Weimers in Iceland. I also have one from the Myers in Mexico. I think I might read that one. I think I have time to do that. Most of you have met the Myers. We pray for them. They're on our prayer side. They were in one of the, I think it was the first fair booth that we had. And they'd come down and help us out in the fair booth there. And they've been ministering in Mexico ever since. Very difficult, very Catholic, very rough. They were on the east in, I forget the name of the town right now. It escapes me, and I don't think they mentioned it here. Now they're in Guadalajara. And
the name of the town was
Tapalpa. Tapalpa, that's it, Tapalpa. And now they're in Guadalajara. They're going to a church there, but doing a ministry out of the church. And he talks about that. He says, bad news concerning Ricardo Rodriguez from Tapalpa. This is one they've been ministering back there. Ricardo lost his sight in his right eye. He was the one that needed to have an operation. Recently, I had a problem with my eyes after a repair on our truck. Lord helped me to recover after a trip to the emergency room and 5 days of powerful drops. I experienced some of the things that Ricardo did, but nothing compared to what he actually has gone through. Pray for him and his family's physical and spiritual needs in the months to come. Here in Guadalajara, I have been praying for the Lord to send someone to work with me in the market ministry. But for now, I have found more markets and have made more contacts with the vendors. Please pray for the following who have been given the gospel but have not trusted the Lord: Ricardo, Luis, Jesus, Marta and her son, Esteban, Eloise and her son, Alex. The best opportunities have been with those that let me sit down with them while they work. Recently, I did this with Felipe, who sells patches for jackets and clothing. He spoke English, and we talked for a while. He's had exposure to different denominations and realizes that he needs to find the Lord. He was not willing to accept Christ publicly, so I left him with some literature and directions to the church we are attending in downtown Guadalajara. One of the ways I start talking with people, especially young people, is with a question about their belief in evolution or creation. I don't know if I'd start out the conversation that way here, but he says that he starts today. He says, there have been many who have confessed to be atheists, like Emiliano, who is 13 years old and never read the Bible or heard of Adam and Eve. And also there are Catholics that don't believe everything their religion teaches. Either way, it is exciting to be one of those who calls their attention to the truth. Amen. Pray for a fruitful ministry and safety as we minister in the big city. Abigail has started music school offered as at the church we are attending. It's every Sunday between 9 and 2. She's concentrating on piano as a foundation, but hopes in the future to play the violin. The pastor and teacher's Sunday school material for the next few months will be centered around the last days. I am praying that many will get a burden for souls as they hear about what the Lord has planned. God bless you for all for helping us to do our part in Mexico. Let's pray for the Myers family. Heavenly Father, I thank you that some of us have had the privilege to meet the Myers. Maybe others will, or if you tarry. And God, I pray for them. It's not been easy for them down there, and yet they've been faithful. It's been difficult physically and financially, and the response, it's just been tough. God, I pray that you continue to help them. And we do thank you for these who have recently received the gospel and all these that he's mentioned, that you'd work on their hearts, dear God, to draw them in, to help them to understand, convict them, show them, dear God, that now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Dear God, if they understand that they die in a car accident and die and go to hell, now is the day to be saved, dear God. And I pray that you'd convict them about that, not to put it off. Father, work in each and in every heart, I pray. And I pray for Brother Myers that you might send some laborers to help them in their market ministry and use them to bring souls to thee. And we pray for Ricardo and having had lost his eye and now his family and he need to deal with that situation in the future. Give them grace in the days to come and help them with the struggles, the difficulties that will be in regards to that and just work in their hearts, we pray. And Father, we do thank you for these dear brothers, this dear family in Christ, and ask that you'd help them, give them grace and strength even today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And then one more, the Weimers in Iceland. And we're thankful for them, for their ministry. Brother Pat writes, August and September were very busy months, he says, for ministry and family life. We had an outreach program, including a back-to-school carnival in September, and saw over 80 in attendance. Amen. He says, more exciting was having twice as many workers than were needed who volunteered and helped during this time of outreach. What a blessing. That's been a prayer request. I think we prayed for it here, and I know that I've been aware of it. Their kids have served in the ministry. They're growing up. And by the way, William is planning, I think, on going to full-time ministry. Clayton was in school for a while down here in Pensacola. He's up there now, I think, but they may not be staying there ministering all the time. And so to hear that they had all these workers volunteering and such, what a blessing. That's an answer to prayer. Praise the Lord. He says, several of those who visited during the outreach have returned to attend services. Amen. Bus ministry went from having only 5 children on the visitation list to over 85 as of the last Sunday in September. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to have an open door to share the gospel in all the homes of the children coming to church. Amen. It has been a busy summer. We're averaging around 40 in our bus ministry in attendance. English services have held an average attendance of around 40 also. Praise the Lord. He says, those who attend the English services are people who have emigrated to Iceland or are working temporarily in country. Since the base closed, NATO still has a contract with Iceland to have a military presence three times each year for 6 to 8 weeks at a time. He says, in August and September, we had the joy of ministering to the Air National Guard from Jacksonville, Florida. That was deployed in Iceland for 2 months. There were seven servicemen and women that came and worshiped with us during the deployment. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was a blessing to have them here. We have six adults. He has this in bold. Praise the Lord. We have six adults that have professed faith in Christ and are going to be baptized on the 29th of October. Wow. Isn't that great? Amen. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. He says, amen. He says, we hope to see others also and be baptized, that have been saved. Iceland's State Lutheran Church mentally is a big hindrance to seeing people follow in obedience to be baptized. And they've been fighting that since day one. The 18-passenger minibus is running several times each service on Sunday, and it's a joy to drive the bus. Amen. I am so thankful for the bus ministry. I look forward to seeing them trust Christ. Nearly all the children that attend church on the bus have never one time gone to church or heard the Bible taught. What a blessing that they're getting to hear. Amen. Most are in awe as they hear of a creator that made the earth, wrote a book, and sent his son to die on the cross to save mankind. Amen. It's an honor for us to be the ones to share this good news, the gospel. And what a blessing. Amen. Talks a little bit about the section about the family. He says, our concrete house had lots of cracks and leaks when it rained. And in winter, water froze in the cracks, you know, what, causing bigger cracks and chunks to break off. This is their house now. He says, I worked 8 weeks in August and September when weather permitted, he says, to get the cracks fixed. There's still more to do next summer. Winter's upon us, and my opportunity to finish is ended. He says, our family car had lots of issues to fix also, and hopefully we'll pass inspection next week. I think about the Apostle Paul. He talked about the burdens that came upon him daily and the care, and along with that, the care of the churches. And you know, Brother Pat and Sister Vicky and the family just, if you don't learn to cast your care upon the Lord, I mean, you're not going to make it. He didn't design us to carry our burdens alone. And there's just been that constant thing. And then they say, and we know the burdens of the ministry, but also there's the domestic things. And taking care of the house, working on the car just to get it to pass inspection one more time. And I do the work myself on the house and car because the cost to get professional help is too much. We're so spoiled here. I mean, we can get online and call, you know, five different contractors and make them fight over the price, you know, and all that. And we just have it so good compared to what others do. Especially trying to get things like that done. We've heard about what they have to pay for in South America for some of the parts and some of the used cars. I mean, they pay as much for the kind of cars that my wife and I bought when we were young. They pay as much as we pay for a new car now for one of those. You know, and it's just amazing. And yet what? They're faithful and God provides. And when they get provided for it, they're thankful for it. What a blessing. He says, thank you for praying for the ministry in Iceland and for the needs of the ministry and our family serving here. And what a blessing. Amen. And I just had a couple thoughts regarding these missionary letters. And you know, we think about enduring, about things that just don't seem to happen quickly sometime. Here we have Brother Bernard waiting. You know, it's been, what he said, 2015, waiting for that to come through and just working and laboring and still waiting. And hopefully it'll, you know, come through soon. We have, you know, Brother Virginio just waiting, puts this track out, you know, gets it, comes back, and it's the only thing it's worth is stored in a round file, you know, and just continuing, and unbeknownst to him, you know, the guy was trying to just pull something dishonest real quick and just, you know, hand him something, and just that kind of enduring things and waiting those things out. But the blessings come too, those that were saved. Irene Dick coming to Brother Bernard's meeting there. We think about the Weimers and the time when they had lost their first van they were using for a bus ministry because they couldn't afford the payments on it, and they'd borrowed money on that, and eventually just had the bank took it, and they just couldn't afford the payment. You can imagine the struggle and that might have been mentally and spiritually for them as they're pondering that, and it was a while that they went without any bus ministry. And of course they in Iceland there, it's hard to get the adults to come. And now after these years, you know, after a long wait, after much endurance, a new van is provided and paid for, and we just read about some of the blessings that are coming, and I think about the faithfulness of God, and we need to keep the faithfulness of God in remembrance, and know that God knows what we're suffering, though it may be long at times. A couple of verses to encourage us. Isaiah 6:11. Isaiah 6:11. I just went right by it. God tells Isaiah to take the message of God to the people in verse 10 and verse 11. Then said I, Lord, how long? You ever feel like that? How long, Lord? How long? How long? He answered, until the cities be wasted without inhabitant, until the house is without man, and the land be utterly desolate. Just keep going, Isaiah. They're not going to listen to you. Just like Jeremiah, just keep going. Keep going. How long? Waiting upon the Lord is something that God calls us to do. I think of Hebrews 10:36. Look there just quickly. Hebrews 10:36. Hebrews 10:36. Well, verse 35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence. What's our confidence in? Who's our confidence in? The Lord. Cast not away therefore your confidence. We what? We have no confidence in the flesh. That describes a Christian. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. What? For yet a little while, he that shall come will come. And will not tarry. So we need that patience. In Psalm 27 and verse 14. Psalm 27 and verse 14. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Don't forget, our God has been there. Look at Matthew 17:17. Matthew 17. By the way, this is Jesus, folks. Then said Jesus and said, O faithless and perverse generation, what's the next two words? How long? How long shall I be with you? how long shall I suffer you? Don't forget the next time you're feeling that how long, your Savior's felt that. Your Savior's felt that for you and me. What a blessing. What does Isaiah say? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And so we are encouraged to wait upon the Lord. It'll be as long as God deems it to be. And that deliverance will come, whether it be deliverance from the trial or through the trial. It'll be what God deems to glorify his name. It'll be in the long run and in God's plan for our good and for his glory. And we can trust him for that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your faithfulness to us. I thank you for this blessed book. God, that we could know your mind is an amazing thing to me. That you said in salvation we have the mind of the Lord. What a privilege, Father, being a creation of you. Something you made, and yet we can have all the understanding of the Creator that we need to glorify and to please you in this life and to be longing and looking for the next life. It goes by so fast here, dear God. It goes by so quickly. And we think about however long it may seem. Dear God, it's a blip in eternity. We think about our blessed Lord, how that he endured the cross, despising the shame. And I'm sure that seemed like an eternity. And the next part says, "It is now seated at the right hand of the Father." It's done. And he is forever at your side. And one day, dear God, we will be forever at your side. And that day is coming soon. So shall we ever be with you, the scripture says. So shall we ever be with the Lord when that rapture comes, or when our death comes, whatever it might be. And Father, help us to be encouraged by your promise to come. Death is not the end for us. We have time to work, to labor, to laugh, and to love, and to live for you. And Father, help us to learn to do these things from your word, to give willingly and joyfully more of our own lives and selves to you. God, give us a greater burden for our families and for the lost around us, Heavenly Father, for our missionaries and those abroad as well. And dear God, a greater love for you, more love to thee is the song that we sing and pray. And Father, work these things in our life for our good and for your glory. And we do pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.